Welcome back. 4:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And according to callers, stink bugs do not have predators. All right, now that you're armed with that knowledge, you can take on the rest of the evening and probably the rest of the week. Now, let's get to what I was supposed to get to. Oh, yes, Robert Knight, Washington Times columnist and senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union, joins me now. Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Buying Obama's Whoppers. That's the name of the column in today's Washington Times. So you got a problem with Obama deputizing Big Bird, do you?
Well, the fact that he even created an ad out of it, it's we've entered the silly season. And, you know, when Mitt Romney said that in the debate, he talked about defunding Big Bird. I agreed with him 100%. Partly because I wrote a column for the Miami Herald years ago saying that Big Bird was a billionaire. He brings in almost $1 billion to the Sesame Street workshop through franchising, licensing, and all that.
Sure.
There's no way they need a subsidy. But I knew if Romney pointed that out, then they'd suddenly use Big Bird to ridicule him.
Yeah.
And they did. They tried.
Mm-hmm. Big Bird is on welfare, but it's time to come off. That's the way I look at it. The mainstream media is focused on everything but real news. You know, they're not dealing with what really happened in Benghazi. Just this morning, in fact, I played this a little while ago, the president appeared on The Yo Show in Miami, a hip-hop show to talk about American Idol, of all things. The press is all over that, but they're not focused on the real stories. You surprised?
No. Well, now, when he got off lightly after taking off to Vegas, after we got news that our ambassador and three other Americans had been killed in Benghazi, I thought, my goodness, can you imagine any other president doing that and not taking tremendous heat? But he didn't. They just swept it under the rug. And this is just a pattern of deceit that has been quite evident, and it's one reason the media are losing the American people. They know they're not being told the real story. Every day it's more and more like the Venezuelan media. And I make that point in the column that Hugo Chavez was reelected on October 6th.
You're kidding!
President of Venezuela. And he gave his opponent 3 minutes a day. That's it, 3 minutes a day to advertise on the controlled TV stations.
And you know, something very telling about that, though, Bob, is the fact that when you have tanks and military armed guards in the street on election day, I think you got a little problem.
Yeah, and you also have people being asked if they're going to vote and whether at their place of business. And to sign something saying they're going to vote, and there were all kinds of intimidation tactics used all over Venezuela. And the exit poll showed his challenger winning, but it just didn't matter when the final vote came out.
Yeah.
But I was comparing them to the U.S. press. I mean, we have a mainstream media that's out of touch with the people. It's so in the tank for Obama that it's downright embarrassing. And I don't think it's going to work, though. I think this Benghazi scandal is unfolding. It's rippling out. It's so huge. The lies are so brazen that even the media can't cover it up.
You think it's bigger than Watergate?
It should be, because Watergate involved the cover-up mainly. That's really what got Nixon. It was the cover-up. It wasn't the second-rate burglary of the Democratic offices at the Watergate. It was the fact that the administration tried to cover it up. This is even worse because we're talking about lives being lost. We're talking about evidence that is immediately apparent. With Nixon, it dragged on for months, and he finally was forced to resign. But with this, you see it right up close. The video showed no protest outside the consulate. They're admitting that there was no reaction to the Innocence of Muslims video. It was a full-scale attack out of the blue. And if 8 days later, the president's spokesman saying, we just, at this point, we don't know what happened, and we don't have the data, it just doesn't pass a straight face test.
Yeah, and yesterday, Axelrod's on one of the Talking Head shows, and he says the president came out on the 12th and declared it was a terrorist act. Meanwhile, on the 18th, the president's on the David Letterman show saying nothing of the sort. He's blaming it on the video.
Yeah, yeah. Hillary Clinton's nowhere to be found these days. Have you noticed?
Yeah. Well, she was thrown under the bus Friday afternoon, I guess. You know, when Biden's people said, "Hey, you know, Biden didn't know, Obama didn't know that because we let the State Department handle it."
Yeah. Well, it is her State Department, after all.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're not taking responsibility and they're trying to blame the lower officials and saying they had no intelligence. You know, I'm wondering, all the people that came out and said, Bush lied, people died.
Yeah.
I don't see those people saying, Obama lied, people died.
Yeah, yeah.
Libya.
Well, yeah, you're not going to get that either. Before I let you run today, I wanted to get your take on the VP debate last week, because we haven't spoken since. And Joe Biden's attitude, have you ever seen anything like that?
No, I haven't. I've been witnessing politics for years, and I've never seen a performance like that. I've seen debaters do that, you know, the eye rolling and the,
yeah,
and the interruptions and the just the overly aggressive style, trying to intimidate, and you know, but it's the kind of thing you might see in a high school debate or on a college campus, maybe, but not at the vice presidential level. No.
Yeah. Now, a different Obama is slated for tomorrow night, a more aggressive Obama. What do you expect to see?
Well, I made the point in my last week's Washington Times column that what really undid Obama last time was the inconvenient facts. Those facts haven't changed. And he's got a terrible record to run on with the economy, the foreign policies, unraveling before our very eyes. Even if he's aggressive, even if he's on his game, what can he say to make up for all the lies, all the bad policies? I really don't know how he's going to do this. I'm sure he'll try to put Romney on the defensive by asking him for details. I think that'll be at the core of his strategy. Just, mm-hmm, you know, tell us how you'll cut taxes. What government programs are you going to cut? That sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. How do you save $5 trillion by doing what you want to do? Although, you know, I got to tell you something. Listening to Paul Ryan explain it made a lot of sense to me in that, you know, look, you know, you decide after we get into office, we get the left and the right together and we sit down and we hammer something out. That's what we've done for years and years and years up until this administration. And so I think they just have to stay the course and just have to tell the American people that, yeah, we're going to fix it. And if we have to do it, if we have to sit down and bang heads to get it done, that's exactly what we're going to do. Obama's not ready to do that, quite frankly.
No, he was content. He's kind of spoiled, because when the Democrats had both houses of Congress, they rammed Obamacare through.
That's right.
Without a single Republican vote. And to this day, the media will call it a bipartisan effort, you know.
Yeah.
But they were. Harry Reid has not been interested in bipartisanship over in the Senate, where they haven't produced a budget in 3 years.
Yeah.
They're trying to do it on their own, period.
Yeah.
And it'll be very interesting if the Republicans capture the Senate and the presidency to see what kind of fight the Democrats put up and demand everything be bipartisan from then on. I'm sure they'll demand it, and the media will demand it, but will the Republicans fall for it is the question.
Yeah. All right. Well, as always, great column, folks. If you haven't checked it out, do it today. Buying Obama's Whoppers by Robert Knight, Washington Times columnist and senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union. Bob, good to talk to you again. Thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure, Andy. Thank you.
Take care. 4:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.